How can I be filled with the Holy Spirit?
I think the Bible lays out two essential things. You could say more, but let's just say two. One is, ask for it. Luke 11, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? So we ask, we say, Father, fill me. Father, come to me. Paul prays that way. He prays in Ephesians 3 that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. So my first answer is, ask for it. The second answer is that God uses means, and the essential means is the truth of the gospel. That is, when we pray that God would fill us, we should do something with our minds. And what we should do with our minds is direct their attention to the truth of God in the Scriptures. I would base this, for example, on Romans 15:13, where it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. I think that's describing the fullness of the Holy Spirit. When it describes God as God of hope there, it is sending us back about six verses to read all the promises of hope for the Gentiles. And to take us all the way back to verse 9, I think, where it says that Christ became a servant to the circumcision in order that the Jews might glorify God for His truthfulness and that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. Now, all of that word, all of that news, all of that promise is the intellectual kindling that God uses to answer the prayer, fill me. So that when we say, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit, we go to the Bible, we put kindling on the altar of our hearts, and the Holy Spirit comes with His fire, and He sets that word aflame so that the promises fill us with boldness. Which takes us to, what, Acts 4:31, where it says, after they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Well, that boldness comes from seeing those promises which are completely sufficient to care for us. So my summary answer is, ask for it, plead for it day and night, and give yourself to meditating on the promises of Scripture so that they function like kindling, which the Holy Spirit then can ignite and flame our hearts with.